Before the game, instead of just sitting there standing up like a normal person, like, no, bruh, that didn't show up.
Who called him that?
What else do you need to do?
Mr. 3 and 6, get your niggas ready.
Martin,
he gets one joint in the room.
If you can't afford me, send him somewhere. The back says, you can't afford me. Train me somewhere where I can, where they can afford me, man.
Crazy, man, bro. Crazy, nigga.
I don't care if he plays for the Colts. I don't care if he plays for the Titans. The Jets get down.
Put off for the shot. We gonna hey, look. You lose. Donkey of the week.
You know, I'm not always right. I usually am, not always, but I usually am right. You know why? West Coast capital is here, shit. Asshole by nature. Well, no, I don't have anything because I don't need it. Scores no fuck that. I know it.
Yo, what it do, hey, people? Yo. How is everybody doing? We back. I know we took a month off, but we back. Episode 81, Conversations at the Shop. Y'all already know who it is, man. It's your boy Gerard, and I'm here with my homies. My brothers at arms, man. Go ahead and get y'all intros off, man.
Yes, good. Look, the West Coast captain of this shit. Y'all already know what it is. Asshole by nature. Nothing else needs to be said. Corey motherfucking Hanser. Here. Shit.
Oh my god. He'll be back.
That was Marcus.
But y'all already know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Zero Dark 30, Mr. Blackout season coming soon, Mr. Smile. Malik the motherfucking God. Huh?
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 Huh? It feels so good to do that again, bro. It feels so good. We got new intro music. My nigga back. Old boys back. Hey, man. Y'all already know, man. It's your boy Gerard. Mr. Hardworker himself. Mr. Daiquiri Man himself. 901 Daiquiri's coming to a city near you soon. Just believe that. You already know how we roll, man. We back. Back in this. Yeah. So, we ain't had a month off. How you guys been rolling? Y'all been all right?
You still see me and Malik ain't had a full month off. Me and Malik still out of work.
Putting in work.
He's still out of doing our thing. Fight night episode 14. Was that episode 14 that just dropped? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You know, we got the big three title fight card tonight, so we're going to have another big show coming up next Thursday, too. You already know.
Well, shit, you know, we still a family. You know, I've been around. You know what I mean? I pop up in that again. You know, I get down.
Yeah, we see that you missed my it. Boy. I saw you on a couple of podcasts. Go ahead, get your intro off.
Get your intro off,
man. What up, man? My bad, man. Sorry for the delay, man. Family emergency and shit. But yo, it is the OSS, man. The original shit starter, Marcus, aka Mr. M. You know what I'm saying? Bulls Nation, Cowboys Nation, Stoner Nation was good.
I'm cutting that. What the fuck? As soon as this episode drop, I'm cutting that.
You saw how quick I turned that switch on?
Switch. Straight like that. But yeah, man. Y'all, we here. Let's talk. Let's get into today's topics. Let's start. Since it's All-Star Weekend, let's go ahead and get this shit out the way. Well, it's All-Star Day. We ain't gonna call it weekend. We're gonna call it All-Star Day.
Well, it is. That's All-Star Day. Yeah.
It's just All-Star Day. There's nothing going on. Yeah. There's nothing going on today.
There's shit that nobody cares about.
That's not true. Quavo and Jack Harlow versus Lil Baby and 2 Chainz is tonight.
That legit might be the highlight of the fucking All-Star Weekend. That's a damn shame.
You very well might be right.
I hope not. I hope that's not the star. I still have hope for the dunk contest because I believe that Zion is going to be a surprise entrance to the dunk contest.
Get the fuck out.
WWE.
Wait.
You want Zion to cash in his money in the bank briefcase so bad? Fuck out of here, man. Shit is not happening.
All right, man.
You see the three. Right, well, you see the lineup.
Yeah, the three that you see. That's right. The three you got.
Let's go ahead and get that out of the way since it's the worst of the whole damn lineup of everything. This is going to get the dunk contest out of the way.
I'm gonna be tired with you, bro. I don't know who's supposed to win this bit, so I just pick one of the three and just say Obi Toppin. I don't know. I'm not basing that on nothing.
Who are the other two? I don't even remember who the other two are. Who are the other two again?
Cassius Stanley and
Anthony Simons.
Yeah, Anthony Simons from Portland.
So first off, the combined minutes per game for these three has to be the lowest in dunk contests. Them niggas probably don't average 15 minutes total combined.
I was gonna say that.
The only reason I said no is because I know Simon's been playing some because CJ got hurt. That's the only reason I went up to 15. Other than that, no, it's trash. It's the worst dunk contest lineup ever. Period. Shit is awful. You at least can get like one person, like, oh, I don't know, but there's one person, like, oh, Jason Richardson's still there, or fucking Aaron Gordon is still there. Somebody.
This Gordon not coming back. We all know that.
I'm saying in previous years, you would have at least that one person, even if they don't win, that you can look forward to. I don't give a fuck about any of these dudes.
Not either one.
None of them.
I don't care about none of them.
I'll give it to Toppin because I do fuck with Toppin from his college days, and I know he can throw some shit down. So I'll go Toppin, but I don't give a shit.
No respect for Obi Toppin. Okay.
Does he get minutes for the Knicks?
He's been hurt a lot of the year, but he was at first. He was getting a little.
At first, he was, yeah.
Okay, and that's what kind of threw me off. I haven't heard shit from him.
Yeah, he's been hurt.
The Knicks are actually half decent, and then like I didn't hear shit from him, so. Yeah,
Give the Knicks something.
So give them something for All-Star Weekend and get let Toppin win it.
I am picking Cassius Stanley, the Duke product.
Shocker! Woo!
He has the highest vertical leap in Duke history. He beat Zion's record the year after Zion got there. So, with that being said, that's who I'm going with.
when you get up there? Who does he play for?
The Indiana. But he's in the G League, so they and bought no, him up just for
no,
the...
He don't get, no, he's not even on the active roster. Okay. He
plays in the G League.
He's not.
He plays in the G League.
He's not actually with the Pacers. He's with the Pacers, but he ain't with... Make...
So the NBA forced the team to make an actual roster move in order to fill the lineup for the dunk contest. Basically what happened.
Karis LeVert's still out, so they said, hey, come through. You fill in this spot. Karis will be back after the All-Star break, and you'll be right back in the G League as soon as this shit is over. It all worked out. It all works out.
It all works out. It all works out perfect just for them. Also in NBA All-Star news, Mike Conley is an All-Star due to the injury for Devin Booker.
I see we back on the same shit as before. Clearly, Gerard.
No, we're going back.
I just had to let Malik get his pick. You're just not gonna let Malik get his pick in, is what you're telling me.
He did get his pick.
No, he didn't.
He said Obi.
He said there's no respect for Obi Toppin. He didn't say he was picking.
Oh, my bad, bro. Go ahead, get your pick off, bro.
It's Obi Toppin. What the fuck did you?
I thought he made his pick when he said the whole nobody get respect for Obi Toppin. My bad, guys.
Apparently he did.
But he picked Obi Toppin though. It wasn't like he was gonna pick Anthony Simons.
No, I don't know who they are. I know who Obi Toppin is. I'm sorry.
like for real, I've never seen Anthony Simons dunk to begin with. Like all I see is
yeah, that shooting. Was the thing. Right. That's the exact same thing.
I can't never say I see a dunk from him that said, oh, I gotta get this motherfucking dunk up. I just seen regular ass one-handed dunk from him. We do dunk. Right. A lot of times they lay it up. So I don't know.
I've seen a lot of rim grazing.
Surprise, man. Maybe that's the dark horse.
Could be.
I've seen a lot of rim grazing.
Dark horse in this competition, like to keep us a full buck.
All of them are. What are you talking about?
like it's six people to choose from.
They all three dark horses.
I really haven't seen nobody else pick Stanley or Simon other than Gerard. So.
I do remember
Stanley. Maybe it might just be two dark horses instead of three.
I do remember Stanley being like a really good athlete though. So I wouldn't be surprised if he pulled out some shit. I do remember that coming up the draft, but whatever.
Gerard, what have you been doing in the G League?
Shit, I don't know. They come on TV.
I don't know.
That special team does.
He's the Duke standout. I thought you kept up with him.
I didn't say standout.
The team that's
if he's not a standout, then what?
Right.
We on the same shit. Did nothing change?
I said Duke product. I didn't say standout. Cassius should have stayed another year, in my opinion. But you know, it's only going to be the worst standout.
It's going to be the worst winner since fucking Jeremy Evans won, and no one knew who the fuck he was. It was like, who is this random nigga on the Jazz that we've never seen?
Oh, yeah.
And he wants some bullshit dunk. Nothing. He wasn't playing then. He ain't playing now.
What happened to him exactly? What was supposed to happen to him? He's selling cars right now.
Oh, God. All right. So the three-point contest, we got Mike Conley, Jaylen Brown, Steph Curry. Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and Zach LaVine. Who you picking? Who you got?
That's a better lineup. That would have been a good dunk contest lineup. Put them in the dome. What the fuck? Why is this?
I'm gonna roll this.
Hey, blame the NBA.
We'll roll that blood on Rod Core have a conniption over there. Go ahead, Corey.
We have a 3-point contest lineup that's more intriguing for a dunk contest than the dunk contest lineup.
What are you
You could throw LaVine, Jalen, and Donovan Mitchell in the dunk contest right now.
Well, first of all, we're not throwing LaVine nowhere. First and foremost,
he should. Right. He owe another one because he stole one anyway.
No, we ain't. So, listen, we're not doing this today, Corey. All right. Fact of the matter is, the Lakers don't have nobody to throw in the dunk contest. So therefore, I promise you. This is an MVP candidate.
Who's an MVP candidate?
Whoa.
Who's an MVP candidate? Number one, first off, I promise you, and you can laugh at this if you want, I guarantee you, if they had thrown Caruso in the dunk contest, that shit would have got way more attention than it is with the group sitting there. Tell me I'm lying.
And they would have picked him.
Probably. Just throwing that out there.
If I would have picked Caruso to win.
I'm just throwing that out there. I don't think he'd be great in the dunk contest. I'm just saying, motherfuckers would have been hyped to see him in that shit more than fucking Cassius Stanley. So, period. Either way, I'm going to step. Fuck it. Can we get through this whole All Star Weekend is bullshit. Yeah. It shouldn't be happening. Have an All Star Weekend with niggas quarantined in Atlanta. Niggas can't leave. They fucking
what niggas quarantined?
They have to stay in their hotel rooms. Yes.
Oh yeah, they can't because do you know it's people down in Atlanta right now sleeping in their cars because everything booked right. up.
So why is it happening? Whatever. I got Steph. I got Steph because he's Steph. And I got LaVine in last because I want Marcus to be mad.
Man, you got to talk to me, Malik. Who you got?
I know we got to talk to you. What's your pick, Marcus?
You know what his pick is.
Who's your pick, Malik? Just stop playing with me. Who's your pick, man?
It better not be Zach LaVine.
You know it's his pick.
You know that's his pick.
What the fuck?
I think everybody knows.
Man. Hey, Malik, man, who's your pick, Malik, man? We're not doing this today. I don't want beef with you, Malik. You know who I got.
Who else, nigga? Didn't we just see this nigga hit like 100 shots in a row? It's Steph. What the fuck? Why are we talking about?
Steph has been in the three-point contest every year since 2009. Has he won all of them?
Has he won one of them?
Where we acted like he's won one. Just an automatic winner every but time who he lose to? In, he's not.
But who was he losing to? I don't see Clay in this contest.
Joe Harris.
I don't see Clay.
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris is a better shooter than everybody else. Larry, in this
he's, the best he's the best shooter ever.
He was losing to shooters, though. Clay is a shooter. Eric Gordon is a shooter. Joe Harris is a shooter.
The point is, you pick it still based off of him being Steph Curry, the best shooter in the world. Not even the guy that wins every year.
Yeah, against other shooters. There ain't no other shooters. There ain't no other shooters in this contest.
It's not.
Donovan Mitchell.
Nobody else that scares me in this contest to go against Steph.
Like, Joe Harris shoots like 50% from three right now. Like, you got that right, he's going to win one. Like, Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum are not doing that. I'm sorry.
50% when he beat Steph. As a matter of fact, when he beat Steph, who had the highest percentage?
Who fucking know?
I can tell you it wasn't Joe Harris, Corey.
I'm gonna pick. Fuck it. I'm gonna pick Jason Tatum.
Just cause, right?
I ain't really got no. Just cause. I'm gonna pick Jason Tatum. Not cause he went to Duke or nothing like that. I'm just gonna pick Jason Tatum.
There's way too much talk on this All Star weekend. And way too much talk about a team that are they even gonna make the tournament this year? I don't think so.
Tournament. We're not talking about NCAA tournaments.
You talking about the NBA.
Tournament.
We're just talking about Duke. You keep bringing up Duke. We just spent way too much time.
North Carolina on tonight. We ain't got to talk about it right now. We play North Carolina tonight. Yeah. The last, the skills competition. I don't think nobody cares, but
I got
no one cares.
Yeah, whatever.
List them off for me real quick.
Luka, Robert Covington, Chris Paul, Vukovic, Sabonis, and Julius Randle.
Robert Covington. They can't get
no Robert Covington.
Why is Robert Covington in the skill?
Let him. If y'all don't let, he ain't got no other reason to be there. Like, let him go the fuck home to his family. Why can't he enjoy fucking break?
I would have went to Atlanta and took Robert Covington to play. No doubt. They could have caught
him. I'll go Sabonis. I'll go Sabonis. Because for some reason, the big always wins shit.
The big always do fucking win, bro.
So, I'm with Sabonis.
Damn.
I'll take Chris Paul. I don't care. Chris Paul.
Yeah, we don't care. Do we have to pick a winner of the game?
No, we don't.
Nobody. No. No.
I can really care less. They shouldn't be playing anyway.
I care. I got a pick.
Who you got? Who you got?
Who you think you got? Man, that's topic, man.
Team Durant. Team Durant.
I got Team LeBron. I got Team LeBron. Team LeBron ain't lost yet. Team LeBron ain't lost yet.
This is the one time we can skip Malik on this one.
That's cool. I accept that.
All right. Let's get into more juicy topics. Yes. The big topic of the show today. I believe it might be. One gotta go. Hey man, we picking albums that gotta go. It's 2002. 2003, 2004, and a 2005 album on this list. One gotta go. We got College Dropout. We got Get Rich or Die Trying. We got The Carter 2. And we have The Black Album. Hey, man, one gotta go. Who you picking? Which one is getting in the trash can?
College Dropout for me, man.
Wow. Did not expect that.
College Dropout. I'm not going to pick Wayne because my biasness is not going to let me do it. I'm not going to pick 50 Cent because I'll be a damn fool to pick Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, that's my
judgment. I don't even believe, I wouldn't even believe it if I said that. I like The Black Album. I know there's a lot of people that say, yo, that's not his best work, and I don't believe it is Jay's best work, but I personally like The Black Album. So I have to pick College Dropout. Just my process of elimination.
Your biasness will prevent you from picking it. It won't prevent mine. Carter 2 is gone for me.
Of course,
it is.
You over here in the West Coast.
It ain't. It's nothing about it. When Carter 2 came out, that was Carter 3 came out. I was in college. It's nothing to do. Like, this isn't some. Like, we're not choosing three good albums and one trash album. It's four classic albums. Either way, a classic album is going. So, like, oh my God, how could you pick this? Could happen for any one of them. For me personally, I've never been the biggest Wayne fan in the world. It's a great album. To me, it's one of his best, if not his best. I really, really do like Carter 2. But if I have a choice of what I want to listen to, it's going to be last on that list for me. That's just what it is. I'm not like, Get Rich or Die Trying shouldn't even be in the fucking conversation. Like, if anyone's trying to throw that out there, I question your sanity. Now I'm looking at Gerard because Gerard will be the one to do some dumb shit like that.
No. I'm not putting that out.
Okay. I'm a Marcus. I don't think The Black Album is Jay's absolute best work, but it was. I love The Black Album. all the Black album was fire. It was made to be that way because it was supposed to be his last album, and he got every fucking top producer in the world to be on it, but it worked because all of them bitches fire as shit. Like, sorry, I'm not throwing that out.
Moment of clarity, 99 problems, threat.
Right.
Oh, like, that's a lot.
Dirt
of
off
shit.
A shoulder, like, Lucifer, like,
I feel a lot of shit on
that.
Oh, y'all know Ari didn't play none of that shit when we had our battle. God,
that's because Ari like playing what he like.
Yeah, right. Which is fine. But for me, I'm not doing that. And for me, it comes to college, like just like Marcus, it comes to College Dropout and Carter. And even though I don't, College Dropout isn't my favorite Kanye album, it's still got too much shit on there that I just can't, I can't take off. I can't. I'm sorry. Carter 2 for me.
All right. So in the comments right now, we got DeAndre said the Black album. Eric, my boy E from OTR, got, he said the Carter 2. My boy Cleveland said the Black album. Mm. I mean, If I go back to my, we'll go back to the post. We go back to the post to get real spicy. It gets real spicy on that post.
Yeah, that post got nasty. After a while. it stopped being subjective after a while. And niggas was just like, man, I can't believe you picking that shit. Man, you fucking high. Man, you crazy.
Right.
It got real crazy on that post.
Yeah.
It got real spicy in that moment.
Not
the other said he chose Jay. Because he listened to others more.
Are you going to choose Gerard?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the leak. I'm coming last. I'm going to go last.
I already know who Gerard picked.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Make your pick, sir.
Yeah, you can get the Carter 2 out of here. I'm sorry.
I don't like how he's saying that.
Get the Carter 2 out of here, man.
I don't like this.
Get the Carter 2 out of here. I'm sorry, man. Sorry. Like, you just, the impact of the other three albums compared to the Carter 2 is what I'm going off of. Like, I think niggas is crazy if you taking a Black album off. Just because, like, if you think about it, when a Black album was about to drop, Jay literally had the game on gridlock because they thought he was going to retire. There were people literally begging him not to go anywhere. And then the Black album dropped with all those classics on there. I think niggas is kind of crazy with the Black album. But I like Wayne. Like, I'm a Wayne fan. But when you stack it against College Dropout and then you got 50 on here, like, the 51 is not fair. Like, the 51's not fair. The 51 shouldn't be up here. But then you put that against the Black album, like, I got to go Lil Wayne, man. I'm sorry. I fucks with Weezy, though. I fucks with Weezy, but.
I say this to you. I don't know what Carter 2 you was listening to that it didn't have impact. But the Carter 2 had some big impact, sir. That's the start of Wayne's run.
Yeah, I still don't see it as big as the other three albums. I'm sorry. Like, I think, I don't want to go that far.
No. Go. We in the shop, bro. We in the shop. Talk your shit. It's the North or South shit. I get it, bro.
It's what it is.
Like, you gotta get rid of
it. I'm gonna be real. It's what it is. Like, it's the same. It's the same shit as Outkast getting booed when they won their award, and then Andre was like, "Hey, yo, it's all right. The South got something to say." I just believe it's more of that shit. Like, this is me.
And then, what happened after that? The South had a lot to say. Took over the hip hop game.
And ask niggas where they got Andre 3000 in the top five too. We've had that conversation on here.
Oh, I'm not disrespecting Andre 3K. Let's get that straight.
Oh, there will be no 3K.
There's no Andre 3K.
There will be no 3K.
I was just using that as an example that it was more of a along the lines of like a South thing, like. Y'all, Gavin.
Come on, Gerard, man. When you pick 50 Cent, Gerard, fuck it.
You better fucking not.
Out of here.
You better fucking not.
Stop
you
it.
Better fucking not.
Let's piss New York
Stop
off.
It.
I'm riding with you,
bro. Piss him off. Let's piss him off. I can't take that gun off because nigga, we was on the bus listening to that hoe fool. We was on the me and you was on the bus listening to that
shit,
motherfucker.
Nah, we was killing that shit. And that shit first came out.
We was in joint with the Walkman and everything on the bus with the heads. Everybody listened to the same shit. I'm gonna go with Kanye. Only cause out of these four albums, it would be the last album I would listen to out of those four. Even though Kanye had some shit on that motherfucker, that's how I would do it. I would go by how I would listen to them in order, and the last one would have to go. Kanye is a great producer, a great rapper, a great all-around talent, but I would listen to that joint last out of these three, and I'm not even the biggest Jay fan, and I would listen to the Black Album before I would listen to that. And you know, if we're gonna put them in order, you know, I would just go, you know, like Wayne, 50, a big ass gap, and then Jay.
You're putting the Carter above Get Rich or Die Trying. Come on. I'm not gonna argue you dropping Kanye because it was my last tutu. It's neck and neck. I'm not gonna hate on you for that. You're gonna tell me that the Carter 2 was better than Get Rich or Die Trying.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Yes, hey, I'm going to say
if
yes.
If I had my other phone with me right now, I would have Siri play the Liz Know Your Liz song by Rakim. Like that would be perfect right now. Gerard had to dial this Liz on his own. I fuck with Wayne. I fuck with the Carter too. I ain't riding with that one. I'm sorry.
You asked me to piss him off, and then I piss him off, and now you don't want to ride. What kind of nigga is you, bro?
Why would you do this?
You want me to let you out the car now? You want me to let you out the car?
All right, bro. I'm going to ride, but I ain't going to like it.
And the crazy part is you knew the nigga wanted to jump off the ledge because ain't nobody in no meeting or no group chat mentioned anything about no goddamn order. So you knew he wanted to jump off the ledge.
That's
what makes it worse is that he wanted to jump off of that ledge.
He freestyled that one right there.
What? I'm just saying though. If it was my, this is my personal opinion. Out of those, I'm picking Wayne first. I'm picking the Carter first. Best rapper alive.
Best off what, Gerard? You do know you Get Rich or Die Trying is no skip. No skip.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
No skip.
I can skip a few on that joint.
And that's just you're just saying just personally you just like Wayne more. This isn't about what album was better. I can't as far as impact, as far as track list, as there is nowhere.
If we go on impact, of course 50 gets it. If we go on impact, 50 gets it because it turned into a fucking movie. So yeah, but if we go on track list, I know.
All right.
I'm going to go with Carter too over that. I ain't got the track list pulled up, so don't ask me. I ain't got it pulled up.
I'll pull up the track list. I want to know what track on Get Rich or Die Trying or you skipping. Which one?
Tell me. Please. Please tell me this. Hits, commercial hits. It's Get Rich or Die Trying. Where is, in what area is Carter 2 above Get Rich or Die Trying? I understand your personal, you like Wayne more, but tell me in what area is Get Rich or Die Trying below Carter 2? You have to explain that to me.
Let's go. Let's go. We here.
I'm looking at it. Hell no, Gerard. Hell no. I just looked at the track. Hell no. It's nothing.
Hey, hold on. What
you skipping? Hell no.
Hey, you know, let's start at number one. We all know what number one is. I ain't even got to look at it. We all know what's number one on the original Don Trump. Let's start right there.
The intro is number one. The intro. Yes, I'm skipping the intro. The coin flip, definitely skipping that bit.
You can't skip the intro. The intro is 5 seconds.
It's already over.
I'm not skipping
that intro. The intro in itself is legendary.
I'm not skipping
like
that.
Just the start of it is like, oh shit.
I'm not skipping it. I can skip patiently waiting.
What? I'm out.
I can't.
No, you're not skipping patiently waiting, bro.
Damn, bro. If I'm gonna ride in the car with you, why you got niggas shooting at me on my side?
Boy, the car bulletproof, bro. We good. Trust me, it's not bulletproof.
No, it is not.
It's bulletproof. We good, bro.
Hey, listen, what's next? He's skipping patiently waiting.
What's next?
If you skip patiently waiting and I'm in the car with you, I'll be pissed.
Everything. Right. I'm getting out of the car for that.
I'm out the car. I ain't ride with you.
I'm going. We got many men next. I'm not skipping that. That's definitely not getting skipped. In the club, I can skip that one, bro. I can skip that one.
No, you really, really, really trying.
We're done. You're gonna fuck up your whole credibility like this.
You're really just gonna fuck up your whole credibility like this. Is what we're doing.
All I'm saying though, bro, I'm just saying. Damn. You go to the Carter 2, you can skip some on the Carter 2 too, but you're not skipping like that. Come on, dog.
You just said you skip patiently waiting. Nothing else you say regarding this topic matters.
You skip patiently waiting.
Yeah. I mean, Eminem on the song. Yeah. We can go.
One of Eminem's best 16 of all
time. Right? That's an S song. You can be an M hater and acknowledge he snapped on that shit. We're not doing this.
We'll come back to this another day.
80 seconds away from the tower. Hey, listen, bro. I'm all for Eminem slander, but listen, hey, Jerai, you
wildin'. You know how I know you wildin' when Marcus is quoting Eminem bars?
You wildin', bro.
Nah, this shit got me tight. Now you wildin' for basically waiting. I was waiting for anything else. Anything else on this shit? Maybe Poor Little Rich or some shit like one of the B-side shits. I get it. Patiently waiting? No. I don't feel bad about my Carter 2 pick anymore. The shit's in the garbage. Wow. Blame Gerard.
You gonna skip in the club? What hit on Carter 2 is bigger than in the club? What hit on Carter 2 is bigger than in the club?
What hit on the Carter 2 is bigger than the club?
What any song? What song period on the Carter 2 is bigger than in the club?
Bigger? Probably none of them. But thank the you. Song wasn't that good.
Song still gets played to this day.
That's because of the name. They play it in the club. You can't go to no club anywhere and not hear that song, bro.
A lot of songs talk about being in the club and they don't last fucking 15 years.
Screenshot this. With everybody hand on their face. So I hope somebody screenshot it. If you screenshot it, send it to me.
Good.
Get this shit out.
That's gonna be the cover.
I'm about
that's
to focus. The cover photo of this focus. Episode. I'm gonna keep focusing on these early prelims because some Serbian dude just zeroed. Just watched this dude in a couple minutes, and the dude didn't land a single punch. Like total strikes was like 48-0. That shit just happened on this early prelim. I'm focused on that shit because Gerard is out here on the same shit. We were really supposed to come back here revamped, better than ever, and Gerard is on the same bullshit.
I don't see the problem. I'm feeling fine.
I need an excision right now. I need an excision. Like this right here normally works, but I need an excision. Like Gerard made my head hurt, I think he made my head hurt.
What's the next topic?
Is that the first time I did it?
What's the next topic?
I don't think so. Not on this show.
Hey man.
This is crazy.
Battle rap. We here. We got two cards back to back. We got a super fight card tonight, and we got Kings versus Queens tomorrow.
I forgot about King versus Queens. I forgot this tomorrow. I knew about the super fight though. Damn.
Let's run through them real quick.
Yeah, you can run through them real quick.
What's the card?
Yeah, we can run through them. Let me pull it up. Ah, la 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 la. Just had it. Where the fuck did it go?
I don't think I know him.
I know the super fight. I know the super fight card. I don't know the King versus Queens card. I don't remember that.
Is it JC versus Lady Flames? Hustle versus Bird?
Rock versus Loso and... Loso and Vixen.
And there's one more somewhere. Somebody else.
Oh, fucking Coffee and T-Top.
Coffee and T-Top.
That sounds... Yeah. All right, so we got Mike P versus Real Sick, Rum Nitty versus Homes of the God, B-Doc versus Shotgun Suge, and Danny Meyer versus Kid Chaos.
Nitty and B-Doc 3-0. Getting that out of the way immediately. Nitty and B-Dot.
Wait, 30. I don't like how you did my nigga Suge like that, but keep going, bro.
Suge is gonna make one round debatable, and he's gonna get washed in the other two. Nitty 3-0, period.
One of those.
I think Mike P and Real Sick might have the battle of the weekend. I'm looking forward to that one because both them motherfuckers can rap their ass off. I'll edge Mike P 2-1, but that's going to be debatable as fuck. And I got Chaos 2-1 to clear over Danny.
I don't pick against Nitty until Nitty loses. And even when he loses, I still pick Nitty next match. I'm picking Nitty 3-0. I'm picking Nitty 3-0. No, actually, I'm going to pick Nitty 2-1. I'm going to pick Nitty 2-1 because Nitty is good for, like, letting the nigga that he go against, that he give it the shot, like get around off of him. He's good for that. So I'm gonna say 2-1 Nitty. B Dot or Should, I'm gonna go 2-1 Dot because I think Should will come out first round with a pretty good first round. I don't know how actually, damn, because it might look bad on camera. Damn.
I'll give Should.
I'm still gonna pick him to win. I'm still gonna pick him to win.
I'll give Suge, when he faces riders that people think he has no chance against, he usually does really good. I'll give him that.
And that's what I'm picturing him to do against B-Dot, but then again, he did fuck up against Nitty. So,
like he did good at first against Nitty. Like, I thought Nitty was going to smoke him, and that was a good-ass battle until kind of the end. But, like, yeah.
I think Suge is going, like I said, I think Suge will start off hot, then start losing steam more and more. You know how B-Dot right did. So I'm going to pick B-Dot win 2-1. Mike P 2-1 over Real Sick. I didn't really care about that battle to the face off, too. What was the other battle? Danny and Chaos. I'm going to pick Danny. I'm going to pick Danny to end Kid Chaos 2-1. I think he seemed to know that he can't really lose to a rookie. So I go 2-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Danny 2-1. I'm gonna go B dot 3-0. I'm gonna go Rum Nitty. I'm gonna give Holmes a round.
Yeah, I
do. I don't know why. I'm gonna give Holmes a round. I'm gonna go Nitty 2-1. Mike P gotta kill this nigga just because Mike P. Wait,
That's not gonna happen.
He has to though.
No, he doesn't.
If Rizz get his rounds out, that's not gonna happen. The only thing that's gonna happen is half people gonna say Rizz Sick won, the other half gonna say Mike P won. It ain't gonna be that.
I think this is probably gonna be the best battle of the weekend, to be honest with you.
I don't think he has to kill him. He just needs to redeem. He just needs to have a performance to make people forget about that bill collectorship. That's really all. As long as he comes out,
kind of why I said it.
That he doesn't need to kill him. Like he can't. If Sick comes out with three rounds like he did against Chilla, you're not killing that. Regardless, you can still beat him, but you're not gonna kill him. And there ain't nothing that Sick has done to make me think he's not gonna come out like that. Because he does damn near every battle.
I got you. But I say Mike P got to kill him just because I think niggas forget Mike P is nice like that. And they, you know, took that whole angle with Bill Collector and then the whole Ryder used to fuck with his bitch and all that shit. I think he need another death on his resume for niggas to really like, be like, all right, bro, we get it.
Even if he have a good performance against him, he still to get that same impression and be like, Mike P was fired. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he come with three cold rounds, they still gonna say, yeah, Mike P, you that nigga.
The same way you can't control if the other rapper fucks up and chokes and is lesser than, you can't control how fired they're gonna be. So I'm not gonna be like, well, I'm still questioning Mike P because Real Sick went the fuck off. They both go the fuck off. That's still good. If Mike P gets a review, rewatchable battle, if he gets a battle that's going to be up there and, you know, in the battle of the year talks potentially, that's still good for him.
I got you. Let's jump to tomorrow's battles. We got T-Top and Coffee. Who y'all got?
Top 30. T-top. And I'm rooting for Coffee. I'm rooting for Coffee for West Coast reasons, but this is just terrible. Terrible.
Loso versus Vixen the Assassin.
I'm going to pick Loso because a lot of people disrespect me. And they got Vixen winning. I'm going to pick Loso too.
I'm edging Vixen 2-1. That could go either way, but when I thought Vixen might fall off, I was like, okay, yeah, she might go ahead and bullshit against EK. She still went the fuck off against EK too. Like, she's on a run right now. I can't hate on that.
JC versus First Lady Flames.
Come on, man.
JC.
The battle I really want to see. Bird versus Hustle.
Also 2-1.
Same. Verb got to prove some shit after these last couple performances. Like, it's not been good.
Verb always got to prove some shit from what y'all say.
I fuck with Verb.
But he definitely got to prove some shit after.
After that Tay Rock battle was terrible.
That shit, needs to.
If he's going to sit up here and call her a bitch for 15 minutes, Verb. I don't care. You can't just sit up here and call her a bitch and say she needs to be in the kitchen 15 minutes. That's just not going to work. That's what it feels like is going to happen. So
I hope he don't come out like that.
I hope he don't.
I pray he don't.
Because Hustle going to be in it. Yeah. Hustle ain't having none of that shit. Hustle going to be in his shit.
They was just on live together last night. This shit might be trash. I don't know. I'm going to Tay Rock and Official.
I'm gonna go right.
Official been on that nigga neck. Official been on that nigga neck.
Yep. She did that with Nitty too, and then she went in there with one good round.
Right.
I'm gonna still pick Rock 2-1.
I'm gonna edge Rock 2-1. I think he kind of knows he needs to step his shit up after that verb battle too. And I think he's going to try to get his shit back in order with this and then the two-on-two a month from now. Like, Official don't be winning that much. And even when she did, she's not been that impressive. Like, she beat 40, but, like, that battle as a whole was, like, good but not great. She lost to Arsenal. She lost to Nitty. Like, she's been not as great as she was a couple years ago.
Right.
Have all y'all seen Coming to America too?
I just watched it last night.
I watched it last night.
You ain't seen it yet? But we'll say that for next week. If you need somewhere to watch it, bro, I got you.
I got Amazon.
Oh, well, shit. Watch this shit. Watch this shit tonight. Smoke a blunt. Well, don't watch it tonight. It's too much shit going on.
Too much shit going on tonight. Way too much shit.
I just said it. Calm down.
You the reason we in this mood. Don't sit here and do that. It's your fault, people. Like
calm down. Yeah, I've been in a bad fuck. Like, yo, y'all got me with the battle rap, but I've been in a bad fucking mood the whole time y'all been talking about it. And it's all Gerard's fault.
Is it?
All Gerard's fault.
Yo,
yeah, we was doing good y'all until MVP you got the ranking albums, and then you start wilding
at me. Hey, man, shut up. Y'all be all right. Who y'all got for MVP so far?
That 7-foot giant in Philly. He's averaging 30 and 11. I mean, shit, what else can you say?
And the best record in the East. Embiid 1, Brown 2, Jokic 3. Embiid's has been ridiculous. Like, that's clear for me.
Who you got, Gerard? Jokic?
No, I got Embiid right now.
But you Embiid got Jokic 1. 2?
Jokic is actually 3. We ain't been winning enough. We ain't been consistent enough.
Hey, Gerard, who's the best big man? Who's the best big man in basketball right now? No, mind. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Why would you even ask me that?
Don't worry about it.
It's a legitimate question.
Forget I even asked.
No, we don't need to. We don't need to forget. Who's the best big man in the game right now, Gerard?
Right now.
All right. So, this is how this is going to go.
Nah, this is like a. It's no, like, no, all, it's you, not, all you know. All you need to do is name a name. That's it. You don't need to do anything else.
It is a two-word
answer. This is how it's going to go. Jokic is still the best big man.
Stop trying to catch Gerard.
But
Embiid is having a monster season. No way. That's Embiid all. Is the MVP and he's below Jokic. There's no way.
He's just having a better season right now. That's all. The team's success is the only reason why I put that up there.
So Embiid's numbers don't have to do with that. It's just the team.
We gotta call somebody to get somebody else to host this show, man. Who else want to host?
What are you doing?
Hey, man, look. Jokic is averaging, I think, 24, 11, 8, 1.5, 1.7 steals a game. I'm still going with Jokic.
So 30.2, 11.6, 3 assists. Block and a half, and over is still a game.
I mean, what you call it still, numbers are, his points are better, but rebounding-wise, man, come on.
Rebounding-wise, what?
I mean, assist-wise, like, there's no, you can't tell me that my guy's going to be, come on, guys, come on, bro. No. That nigga got the most triple-doubles and the most double-doubles all season. We're not doing that. Well, he's number 2 in triple doubles right now. Russell has 9. Jokic has 7. But, you know.
So Jokic is your MVP.
If our team record was better, I would say yeah. But our record don't, he don't deserve any people for what our record is.
You ain't shit.
Only thing y'all got is the passing. Only thing Jokic got is his passing over. That's it. They're even basically shooting the same from three-point range right now. Embiid's 41% from three, just like Jokic is. Just throwing that out there. You can't even be like he's a way better shooter, too. No. Embiid's matching him there. And he's way better defensively. And defensively is not close.
Why? Because of the blocks?
It ain't because I watched the game.
Because Jokic don't play no defense. What do you mean?
I'm not talking about numbers.
Top five in steals. I want to hear this shit.
Watching the games, you're going to tell me Jokic.
Top five in steals. I want to hear that. I want to hear that.
Watching the top five in steals. There's a lot of people who average a lot of steals and is terrible fucking defenders. There's a lot of people who get numbers and aren't good defenders.
1.7 steals a game. 1.7 a game, sir. What center you know doing that?
And can't get a half a block a game.
I was about to ask you what his block total was. I really was.
Like 0.6.
I really was about to ask you what his block total was. 0.6
blocks per game at 7 feet. Marc Gasol can't jump no more. Marc Gasol's slow as shit. He still give me over a block a game. And he ain't been good this year. Jokic can't get me more than six. He's terrible.
Shit happens sometimes, bro.
He's terrible defensively, bro.
Don't nobody put no buckets up against Jokic, though. Let's be honest.
Nobody put no buckets up against Jokic. It ain't but five good.
Who putting up buckets against him?
Nobody. Embiid. He ain't guarding nobody.
Embiid's putting up buckets on him.
Well, he didn't play last time we played him. Tell him to come holler at us.
All right.
When they play against each other, that'll decide who the real big man of the year is. And we already know who it is. Jokic. He just having an MVP season. Right.
You're
now.
Saying this, and yet he's the big man of the league, and yet Embiid is number one for MVP in your mind.
Okay.
That make sense. All right.
All right, we can make it make sense like this. The year Russell Westbrook won MVP, was he the best point guard in the NBA?
I didn't think he should have won MVP that year. I'm the wrong person to ask.
That ain't what I asked you. What I asked you was he the best point guard in the NBA?
What year was that?
Actually a valid question because he doesn't have Russell for MVP. You clearly have Embiid for MVP. Let's not do that.
I did not. No. Because it's the same thing. If Russell was the number one point guard the year he won MVP, then
Does James Harden count as a point guard that year? Because he was still putting up assist numbers like a point guard. Does James Harden count as a point guard this year? That year? Because if he does, yeah. I would have taken. Then I'm taking the no. Because I thought James was better.
There we go. Jokic is better than Embiid.
But I also didn't have Russ winning MVP that year. I have Harden ahead on all accounts. That's my point.
I don't have Jokic winning it right now, but he still has a chance to win it.
You don't see the difference?
Like he's still best big man in the league. That's all I'm saying. If Russell can win the MVP and not be the best point guard in the league, Embiid can win the MVP and not be the best big man in the league. It's possible.
Talking about your personal.
This right here we're doing is a pick. We're picking.
I'm asking a question. That's all I'm saying.
But your point is not relevant to us because we're picking. We're not talking about who actually won. We're picking who we think should be MVP right now. And you.
And I agree with all y'all. Me. We all agree that it was your will.
First of all, Malik didn't even pick, so don't speak to him. But you said that he's gonna pick Joel James Harden, and then you said Jokic is the best big man.
Well, he is. I'm sorry. It's just how it goes. He's having a monster season, but the big man that's going to get first NBA all team if Joel don't win MVP is going to be Jokic. If that happens, it's only one way that happens. Either LeBron,
this is twice I've hovered my damn mouse over the X button on this damn tab and thought about clicking it because of some shit you said. Embiid's not gonna get first team, really.
I said
unless he gets hurt.
You ain't let me finish. I said that Embiid would not get first team unless LeBron or Jokic wins MVP. That's all I said.
So, hypothetically,
if at the end of the season,
LeBron wins MVP, Jokic is getting first team over Embiid.
Hell yeah! I'm telling you that now. 3 years in a row. Stop. Why are y'all so upset with me? Jesus Christ.
So my pick for MVP is Joel Embiid. Let's just go ahead.
Thank you.
What is wrong with you guys, man?
Jesus. My pick for right now is Joel Embiid. James Harden second, LeBron James third.
I thought you meant Harden for a second.
He being biased, I ain't gonna say nothing. That's like me putting Zach LaVine second. Y'all don't go off on me, so I ain't gonna say nothing.
You probably got him top five.
Top five. We ain't even yes, sir. I got Zach LaVine
top five. Yeah. Whoa. There's a problem with James Harden being second?
Oh no, not at all.
I'm just saying,
don't be surprised when I got Zach LaVine in my number two. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'd put Harden in the top five. I wouldn't put him two. I'd put Harden either four or five behind. I'd probably put between Harden and Steph four and five some order after the first three be named.
Oh no, we getting more wins than Steph, though.
Yeah. I'm not putting Harden in my top two. Harden to be four, maybe five.
Maybe five. I'd probably put Steph at four. I think Steph gotta be up there, especially if Golden State keep going like this.
I'm not putting Steph no.
I ain't even gonna rank mine.
Put Steph nowhere near this MVP talk.
Nah, Steph in my.
I put that.
Just know Zach LaVine.
I put Damian Lillard up there before I put Steph up there.
What are you, Gerard? Here you go again. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't put Steph up there. I would put Damian Lillard up there before I put Steph.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Let me apply pressure real quick. Were you putting Kyrie Irving on that list?
Don't. Let me just lower my expectations right now.
Yeah, I'm about to fight a blood this up year? On that core. I don't know what's gonna happen right now.
This year in MVP talks, I'm not putting Kyrie up there at all.
Okay, so who's the best? Who's better in between him and Dame right now?
Number zero.
You just said his name. Don't try to not say his name now. You already said it once.
Number zero. He gets that right now. But at the end of the year, we might have a different discussion.
No, we're not.
We're talking about the end of the year. We're talking about right now. Kyrie is clearly behind those two right now. It's not a question. And he's played great when he's been in there. I don't take that away from Kyrie.
No, Kyrie's playing. Kyrie's playing fucking amazing. I'm not
taking it away from him. He's clearly behind those two right now. I'm sorry. That's just what it is.
I mean, I agree with y'all. Something wrong with it?
We gotta ask these questions because we never know where your mind stands or where you sit on these.
You know, at the end of the season, shit might change. Because I'm telling y'all that if Dame don't do shit again, you know he's gonna get dropped down back to where he belong.
Where he belong. Okay, what's the next subject? What's the next topic?
Third behind the two niggas with rings.
So what was the next topic again?
Next topic. We ain't got no more topics. I think that's it.
Oh, okay. All right.
We ain't got no more topics. That was it for today.
Did we do the players of the week?
I was wondering if he was just completely forgetting about that. And you absolutely.
I thought we did that. Oh, we did not absolutely. Do that. Oh, shit. Yeah. You're right. Hey, yeah, we just talked about it before the show. My bad. Hey. New segment, NBA Players of the Week, dog. Who y'all got? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start off first. I'm going to go get mine out the way. My Eastern Conference Player of the Week this week is Colin Sexton. Yes, you heard it here. Colin Sexton. The man is averaging 30. They've won 2 out of 3 games this week. I think he's averaging like 30 and 10 this week. Yeah, we're gonna go with Colin Sexton as my Eastern Conference Player of the Week. And in the West, of course, the best big man in the league, Nikola Jokic, again with Western Conference Player of the Week.
Why
I picked Jokic? Let's see. He's averaged a double-double this week. He's had a triple-double of 39-14. He had another monster game earlier this week against Milwaukee, I want to say it was.
Yeah, two monster games.
Yeah, one of them was the big one was against Milwaukee.
Yeah, 37 and 39. I think it was back-to-back, actually.
It was. But there we go.
So
good picks, by the way. We was on you about the Colin Sexton pick, but we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. All right. So my Eastern Conference pick is for one of my favorite new players, rookie LaMelo Ball.
Oh, Reggie just did a backflip somewhere.
Versus the Kings, he had 24-12. Versus the Blazers, he had 36-8 for steals. Versus the Wolves, he had 19-7-5, 2 steals. So just picking him just because he's really just becoming one of my favorite players to watch. And on the West, I picked Gerard's best friend, Damian Lillard. He struggled for 2 games during the week, but he hit 44 against the Kings. But the reason why I picked Lillard, because of the news that came out that he had been dealing with 6 deaths within 18 months. So anybody that's dealing with that on their brain and still having to come out and beat themselves and still have to play at a high level, just giving him that just for the week, just kind of like an honorary thing.
I got you. That's dope.
I was going to go with something completely off the wall. But I don't want to spoil that subject just yet. I'll save something else. I got specific players of the week. My specific players of the my East players of the week is the players that stop themselves from slapping the shit out of these trash refs for giving them some dumbass technical or ejection. And my West players of the week is the West players that stop themselves from slapping the shit out of these dumbass officials for giving them a tech or a fucking ejection. Tired of this bullshit. I've seen Devin Booker getting kicked out. Bullshit. fucking Donovan Mitchell getting kicked. Bullshit. I've seen Montrezl Harrell get a tech for yelling and one. That shit happened 75 times a game. They gave that nigga tech for it. I'm tired of this shit. I wouldn't be mad if any of these players hauled off and just knocked the fuck out of one of these refs. This shit is getting out of hand. So those are my picks. Is all of you great NBA players, you saints, that calmed yourself down from slapping the shit out of one of these dumbass refs trying to take over the game. That's my players of the week, and you're deserving the shit of it.
I like it.
Good pick, Score. Good pick.
I like it. I
great, great pick, Score. Great.
Yeah. We should have let Corey go last. How the fuck am I supposed to follow that?
He didn't even tell us that backstage. You should have told us that. We got a whole private chat back here that you could have typed that. Hey, let me go.
I didn't want to ruin it. I should have said let me go last. I didn't want to ruin it.
Who you got, Malik?
Well, for my East pick, I got the nigga that's second in MVP voting, James Harden. Nigga averaged 30, 12, and 12. SMD.
That was so unnecessary. Nobody hates James like that.
For my West pick, I had to go with Jokic, man. I was amongst the week, bro. Bro averaged, if my numbers are correct, bro averaged 29, 10, and 12. And in those two games, that shit is just crazy. You go for 37 one game, then you go for 39 the next game. That's crazy. I mean, everybody's kind of kicking Giannis' ass this year, so... that's not really a surprise.
That's the reigning defensive player of the year.
AD should have got that last year. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. That was bullshit. He's not the defensive player of the year. AD should have got that.
Damn. Great picks, Malik. Great picks.
I know they're great, I know my picks are great, and you know what? I got something to say to all of you niggas up here.
Wait! Corey, you got an athlete of the week this week?
Because it ain't an athlete. It's completely off the path. It's completely off the path. If you want me to go there, I'm going to go there. People, if you have not yet seen Coming to America, you got 5 seconds to mute this real quick so I don't ruin something that happens. The best thing I saw this week, he ain't an athlete, but he is a fucking king. My man, King Joffy Joe Fur, coming to America, said, I'm not going to have a funeral when I die. Y'all are going to give me a funeral right now while I'm alive. I'm going to enjoy this funeral. This funeral is going to bust out salt and pepper. Hold up.
That bitch was live.
This is going to bust out salt and pepper. In Vogue, who might be my favorite female R&B group ever, fucking Gladys Knight, turned up and then said, that was great. I'll die now. Peace. That man caught his own death. Ain't nothing no athlete did this week is better than King Joffy Jumper calling his own death. Said that was great. Y'all did me right. I'm out and died in that moment. Can't nobody else do that type of shit. That's my shit of the week right there. Nobody's touching that. I don't care how many points you fucking average. Nothing is better than right there. That's king shit.
Rest in peace, King.
That's true king shit. That's all I got to say.
On that midnight train to Zamunda. Let's go.
Yeah. All righty.
Are you going to allow Malik to go off on us for no reason now?
No, I don't have nothing to say after that.
That's why I did that. I kind of tried to stop him anyway.
You know, Gerard, you actually did good for what? Say, for one more week.
I get a pardon for a week. Is that what y'all telling me? Y'all gonna try to replace me?
That could be rescinded at any point during the week.
I mean,
you got a pardon for now. If you pull some dumb shit, that can be rescinded at any point. Like, oh, I'm good till Saturday. No, Monday come and you do some bullshit. That shit's gone.
And as you already know, I have no problem blocking you. So it's nothing.
Hey, chill. Hey, come on, dog. You ain't have to block me.
We ain't got to go into it. But I did have to block you, if necessary. But we ain't got to go into it.
It was a necessity.
It was definitely necessary. Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, Malik, you want to tell everybody why you still a Knicks fan? Or we going to let that go?
Bomb, what?
That is closer to Knicks colors than the Nets colors.
This is a Golden State hat right here.
I said colors. I didn't say
smile. This is smile. What do y'all mean? Knicks? What Knicks?
How do you feel about the Knicks being where they at in the Eastern Conference right now?
Where they at?
What are your true feelings about the Knicks being? I think they tied for fifth. They fourth or fifth, some shit.
Okay,
like
so what? What? They're tied for fifth.
I'm asking you, like, how you feel about it.
16. I'm asking how you feel about fifth it. Right now. I don't.
They're fourth.
That's how I feel about it. There's six teams tied for fifth. They lose three games. They're ninth. It doesn't.
They're fourth. They're technically fourth, unless like whoever is winning the Southeast Division automatically gets like a higher seed, but. Record-wise, therefore,
they don't do
there's only four. Yeah, there's only four teams in the East that have a winning record, and the Knicks are one of them. At five, the Celtics are one game above 500.
What more y'all want me to say?
I just asked how you feel because I've seen the Knicks post in the group, and I know people are kind of upset with you.
Upset
about
me? What?
Posting mixed memes in the group.
He was happy.
So I just wanted to know. What was up?
I can't post nice memes in the group. Some meme.
Hi, I'm just asking, sir, because you know how the group gets down. Are you really a Knicks fan?
Getting dark for niggas.
Don't get quiet.
It's dark for niggas out here. You already know where I'm at. I'm not flipping. I'm not doing it. Sorry. You tried it. It's not happening. It's dark for niggas out here. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't know what they mean. Where is that? Who's that? Is that the Nets?
You did not answer the question. You are ducking as the Affleck duck does.
Brooklyn stand up.
He said he went to Brooklyn. All right, then.
He didn't deny it.
Rooting for the Brooklyn Knicks. That's what I'm rooting for.
Facts. The New York Knicks.
There you go.
All right, man. So this was episode 81. Y'all know where y'all can find us. You know, we on YouTube, we on Spotify, you know, we on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your podcast, we there. So make sure you rate, like, leave a comment or something on them podcasts. Like, go to Apple Podcasts right now, hit that 5 stars. Leave a review for the pod. You know, let us know what y'all like about it. Well, you know, some shit. We do have a Patreon coming, and we will have some content that's going on Patreon. I don't know what all I'm gonna put on there for y'all to be paying for, like t-shirts and hats and shit. So merch is coming. I'm in the works with somebody talking about it in there. I gotta get some shit here situated first, get situated where I'm going, and then we're gonna do that. Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for all that. Episode is gonna drop tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. So y'all be ready for that. You know, as always, comment, like, and share. Put this in all your sports groups, all your battle rap groups, all your podcast groups, anywhere where we can get some more eyes on us, man. Glad to be back. Y'all got any positive words for the people today?
Check on your people.
What he said.
Take care of your mental health by any means necessary. Trust me. Oh, yeah. I got one more. Go ahead.
I just started taking care of mine. I had a traumatic experience about a week ago, week and a half ago. I just started therapy this week, so it's helping.
No, yeah, facts.
Go ahead.
Nope.
And then my positive word is for Knicks fans. You can finally take the fucking bags off of your heads. It's a good day outside today for you. Just watch how you talk to me in the group. Since Gerard wanted to bring it up. Watch how you talk to me in the group. Take the bags over your head.
I'm just asking. I just had to ask, you know, because, you know.
He said y'all can talk, just watch it talk.
He does have admin. I mean, if the group number goes down, we know why. Just, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start booting niggas out of here if they keep tripping.
Why would you put that idea in there?
I did that shit before y'all, and let me tell you, I feel great. And I need to start back doing it. Because a lot of y'all niggas deserve it. Y'all niggas be saying some dumb ass shit and really be riding and stepping with that shit. And y'all need to get the fuck out of here with that shit. And you know what? I'm still getting y'all niggas the fuck up out of here. It feels great. I'm telling you. I have no problem pulling the trigger.
Well, there you go.
Big brother of the group.
Yeah. Hey, follow us on Conversations at the Shop on Facebook. Follow us at Convos at the Shop on IG. Conversations at the Shop on YouTube. That's all I got for y'all, man. Gave y'all some positive words. We had a good show today. Good shit. Glad to be back, man. Prayers up to everybody, people out there, man, that's, you know, going through some shit. What'd you say?
Nothing. Yeah, have a good day. End the show.
In the show.
Yes,
in the show. Just in the show.
I'm ending it. I'm I'll ending it.